Welcome to the jungle. An amazing Friday to you. My name is Jim Rome. We are live in Southern California, as we always are. What's cracking? Give me that deca, yeah, Alvin. Give it to me on a Friday. Randall, WFI. I love that he's part of that. All right, program brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. You're probably wondering what I've got going on this Friday, so let me lay it out for you very quickly. Your telephone number is toll-free. I'm going to give you that right now because we have an open phone first hour. I like doing that sometimes. 1-800-636-8686. Open phones, hour number one. If you want to talk about what you saw last night, Packers over the Bears, go ahead and do it. If you want to look ahead to the college football weekend or the NFL weekend, we can do that. If you want to talk Antonio Brown, I'm here for that. Anything you want, just come strong. Have a take. Don't suck. 1-800-636-8686. Follow me on Twitter at Jim Rome. And if you don't mind, go ahead and email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. Coming up in hour two, I've got two interviews back-to-back at the top of the hour. Dr. David Chow, pro football doc, former NFL team doctor. He is an orthopedic surgeon. He's got a really unique way of looking at injuries in the NFL. And we'll talk about players, their status, things like that. He has never been on the program before. I think you'll find him really interesting. Dr. David Chow coming up at the top of hour number two. Also in hour number two, I want to talk about America's team. I want to talk about America's punter, Jamie Gillen. That's at 10:20 Pacific. In the third hour, a first baseman for the Arizona Diamondbacks, Christian Walker. I've got Alvin's 4 days that were. It is a short work week. We were off on Monday, but Alvin will kill that. Oh, and it's Friday. You know what that means? The deck is in the house. James, flight deck, Kelly. Hey, flight deck, you get down on last night's game? Did you get down on last night's game? He did not.
Not that me.
Flight deck like the Bears. Apparently, he did not get down in time.
Idiot kicker.
All right, then. So, it's Friday, so I want to acknowledge. It's Friday. All day.
Today's Friday.
Tomorrow's Saturday. Yesterday was Thursday. Today's the day before Friday. That was Wednesday. It's Friday, so I want to tip my hat to the flight deck for busting his ass and actually coming in studio once a week. All right, let's start with last night's game. Packers 10, Bears 3, everybody else 0. That sucked. I mean, I hate to say it, but it did. And you know the deal. Saying that something sucks is not a take. But that game last night, that game was not good. That game sucked. We didn't all wait 7 months for a punt, pass, and kick competition without the passes or the kicks. That was just a punt, punt, punt competition. I mean, you thought you tuned in to see Aaron Rodgers and Mitchell Trubisky? Nope. What you got was J.K. Scott and Pat O'Donnell. Now, credit where credit's due. Those dudes can punt now. O'Donnell was letting it rip for the Bears. 8 punts, 341 yards, an average of 42.6 yards per kick, 3 inside the 20, a long of 53. Are you kidding me about that guy? Any other night, and he is getting the much-coveted Jim Rome Punter of the Night Award. Except not last night. Got a big shout-out to J.K. Scott. That 6'6" monster put on a punting clinic. Did you check this cat's hamstring flexibility? His hip mobility? Because I know you saw his 9 punts for 428 yards. An average of 47.6 per kick, including a long of 63. 5 dimes he dropped inside the 20. You do that, J.K. Scott, and I'm going to go full government on you. John Kimball Scott. And that's got to be a jungle first. Full government for a punter. I haven't seen a Kimball go that nuts on Chicago since Harrison Ford was screaming about falsified medical research in The Fugitive.
Devlin McGregor could give you Provasic.
And truth be told, for most of that game, I would have much rather have been watching Harrison Ford in an early 90s film. Or better yet, Harrison Ford piloting a plane.
Get off my plane.
Or Harrison Ford trying to land a plane anywhere. At the airport, on the freeway, on the roof of this building. Penmark Golf Course. What I'm saying is that game was ugly. That did not look like a season opening game between a couple of Super Bowl contenders. That looked like a game between two teams that had never played football before. Now, in fairness, a lot of that did have to do with the two defenses. Now, we knew about the Bears' defense. Everybody knew how good they were last year. And then in the first quarter, they picked up right where they left off last year. They were swarming Aaron Rodgers, and Khalil Mack once again looked unblockable. The question about Chicago's defense had been, how much was it going to miss Vic Fangio? If Jerry Jones would have been involved, he would have been saying, Vic who? Vic who? Jarrah would have been like, that Bears defense just circumcised a mosquito.
Circumcising the mosquito.
Chicago's defense was a known fact. We knew this. The Chicago defense was a known fact. The Packers defense, not so much. In fact, that was a question mark. Yes, they upgraded it big time on paper. And yes, they threw some crazy jack at it in the offseason. But you never know until you're on the field. And now, after 60 minutes of watching that Packer defense on the field, now we know. Most of all, Aaron Rodgers knows. And Rodgers could not wait to let everybody else know about it right after the game.
I'll say it again. We got a defense.
And in case you missed it, he reminded you at the end of the interview, quote,
I'll say it again.
We got a defense. Then he met with the media afterwards, quote, what we did on defense, I think we show the league and folks watching that we're not just an offensive football team anymore. We've got a defense. And the guy literally would not stop talking about the defense.
Yeah, that was fun to watch. I mean, it's been a long time since I've seen a performance like that. Obviously, a lot of credit to Mike Patton and his staff. But to those players, I mean, just incredible effort.
You think he's hyped on Patton and that crew? Did you see that shove that he gave Patton when the game was over? I mean, that was a lot of excitement and a lot of energy and a lot of hype in that shove. He was pumped, and he should be. Hey, listen, on that point, let me address some of you dopes who seem to think that all that love that he was giving to Patton was actually nothing more than a passive, aggressive dig on his head coach, Matt LaFleur. It's a moronic take. It's a garbage take.
Garbage!
Rodgers was not hyping Patton to crack LaFleur. He was hyping Patton because that defense just won them a critical divisional matchup on the road when the offense really couldn't get much going at all. Rodgers knows it. He was hyping Patton because he knows that this has the potential to be one of the best defenses he's had since he's been there. He knows that defense looked great last night, and it's still going to get even better. He's hyping Patton because he knows when the offense catches up to the defense, that is a legitimate Super Bowl caliber team right there. That's why he's hyping Patton, not because he's taking a not-so-veiled shot at LaFleur. Again, when was the last time Rodgers and the Packers had a defense like this? A defense that wreaks havoc. A defense that causes this many problems for an opponent who won 12 games and the division last year. Because last night, that Packer D turned Mitchell Trubisky inside out. And when speaking of which, more on Trubisky later on. Because this dude apparently, and it's a small sample size and it's only one game, but watching last night's game, if I didn't know any better, this dude's getting worse, not better. And the Bears offense is going to get their own take. He's going to get his own take. This take is focused on the Packer defense, a defense that held Chicago to 3 points, a defense that had 5 sacks, a defense that forced 8 punts. Rookie Darnell Savage lived up to his name. The Smiths, Za'Darius, and Preston were everywhere, combining for 9 quarterback pressures and 2.5 sacks. And they had this monster play from former Bear Adrian Amos to ice it.
Running back is Montgomery. 16-yard line of Green Bay. Chicago third down and 10. Shotgun snap. Here's an arching spiral pass into the corner of the end zone. Intercepted! It's intercepted by Amos, the former Chicago Bear! Adrian Amos coming through, makes the interception in the back of the end zone of Trubisky.
Westwood One Radio, and as I tweeted last night, Mitch gonna Mitch, Bears gonna Bear. And if it looked like Amos knew what was coming, it's because he did. Tramone Williams told Stacey Dales after the game they knew exactly what was going to happen.
Okay, so they ran the play earlier on the drive. Also, same thing. Adrian said they ran a 7 route. I said I felt it. I didn't quite see it, but I felt it. I don't know if that makes sense. And he said they're going to come back to it. I was like, okay, I said I'll be there. Nonetheless, they came back to it. I saw him run the 7 route. I turned right into him. And obviously I couldn't see Amos because he was behind me, but he made a heck of a play.
And then what did you say after to each other?
I don't even know what I said. I ain't going to lie to you. I don't know what I said.
Yeah, man, it's funny, right? Really funny when you go into the enemy's house and you play a D like that. Yeah, I know it's only one game, but in that one game, that defense looked dominant. And it says right here, that defense, you've got some new pieces. Defense coordinator, I'm telling you, they're going to get better. That defense was dominant last night, and it's only going to get better. And yes, Green Bay's offense is still a work in progress, but it would appear that after only one game, we all wasted a hell of a lot of time and a hell of a lot of energy speculating on the relationship between Rodgers and LaFleur, because those two look just fine. Even though the offense struggled, I didn't see either one of them freaking out on the other guy when things didn't work out. Hard to get a read on it in one game against an elite defense like Chicago's, but it also says here they're going to find their rhythm. And when they do, the team is going to be good. Also on Twitter last night, I said that Aaron Rodgers, his preseason was in the first quarter. They'll find their rhythm. They'll get better. And then once that offense does catch up with that defense, we're going to be talking about the Packers being on the short list of teams that have a legitimate chance to win it all. A legitimate chance. 1-800-636-8686. I have more thoughts on Green Bay. I certainly have more thoughts on Trubisky and Chicago and their offense. More thoughts on that matchup last night. Where do you come out? Open phone first hour. Don't waste that. Don't waste an open phone first hour on a Friday. I need to hear from you. Again, 1-800-636-8686. Toll free. Bears fan. That is not what you expected. Not only did you assume that win, not only did you break out your red Sharpie and mark that in as a big W, you pretty much had assumed a run of the Super Bowl, right? How are you feeling about things right now? How are you feeling about things after seeing your quarterback take that step back? And again, a lot of that was the Packer defense, but not all of it, and not most of it. A lot of that was your quarterback. Talk some Major League Baseball today. First of all, if I'm talking baseball after the first NFL game of the year and going into an enormous college football weekend, there must be some good reasons to talk baseball. Not only am I talking baseball, I've got two stories on Major League Baseball. One about a sibling combination facing each other. That had never happened in the history of Major League Baseball. The brothers Moran. One brother pitching to another brother. Incredibly enough, that had never happened other than in the backyard a billion times with brothers all over the country. But that's never happened in Major League Baseball. I want to talk about that. Also, I'm not one to shout out birthdays, but there is a famous 18th birthday that I want to shout out. Adam Hawk, I got one thing to say to you. Wah! Alvin, that was good. This email says, Dear Jim, Matt Nagy, choosing to fix the Bears' kicking game over the offense and quarterback seems like a good career decision to me. Signed, Robert Dasmati. The thing about this is, go ahead, Alvin, give him his song. The thing about Dasmati and his career choice, I find that kind of curious and somewhat amusing. But the sophomoric and immature XR4TI on the other side of the glass, no names mentioned, the sparrow and the guy with the big head, think it's the funniest thing ever that you clones will not let that go. They're beaming. Those two morons. CBS Sports Network, I don't want to say I do your job, but if you could shoot the XR4TI, look at the gigantic smiles on the face of Hawk and James Kelly. They just think it's the funniest thing ever that you clones keep killing Dasmati for giving up a dream job, for his dream job. For a guy to give up a job working in the media for an all-time immortal radio show to go cut ribbons in city parks. And that's even if he's good enough to do that. I'm not even sure he is. Imagine Dasmati. Hey, Dasmati, you could sit here on the Jim Rome radio program and try to make a difference. Or you can go door-to-door in Monterey Park with the 2020 census. Well, it's a no-brainer, boss. I'm out of here. Anyway, if you want to get your email read or your tweet read, not retweeted by me, but if you want an easy way in, just reference the fact that Dasmati left this show after only a couple of months to go work in city government. Hey, Rome, even we thought last night's game was hard to watch. Signed, Adam Sandler Movies, Lee in Vancouver. Hey, Lee, let me tell you something. You're barking up the wrong freaking tree, Rover. If you think that I'm going to crack back on Adam Sandler, a guy who said that he would put me in a movie and did, you got the wrong guy, dude. You got the wrong radio program. You're barking up the wrong tree, dog. I ain't having that. You know the famous story. Adam Sandler came on. Adam Sandler came on, and I once said, "Now, Adam, you make $10 million a movie." He goes, "Nope, I make $15," which made me laugh. And then I said, "Why don't you put me in one of those $15 million movies?"
These guys are probably like, "Damn, I just hit the $15 million guy." But at the same time, as that guy, you want your movie to work, and for it to work, these scenes got to be realistic.
Well, Jim, first of all, it's $25
million. I stand corrected. It wasn't 10 to 15. It was $25 million. That was one of my favorite responses ever. I'm hyping him up. Hey, Adam. All right, so as the guy who makes $15 million a movie, first of all, Jim, it's $25 million. That's an all-time line. But I said to him, "Why don't you put me in one of those movies?" He said, "I'll do that. I'll do that." And I knew he wouldn't. And then he did. The Longest Yard. And not only did he put me in that movie, when I came in to do my scene that day, you know, it takes about an hour, 2 hours, just one scene. He made a point of coming to the trailer, sat down with me, had a whole conversation. Man, it was a thrill. So, Lee, don't be a freaking dope and come in here and think you could take a run at Adam Sandler's movies. I'm not having that, bro. Not on my show. Not
Adam,
on my dime.
It doesn't have to be that good. I mean, it's almost an impossible standard. And who cares? You're going to get paid either way, right? What are you up to now? 20 mil?
How dare you?
How dare you? Adam, where you been, man? You should come back in. Got Dr. David Chow coming up in hour number two. Browns punter Jamie Gillen, hour number two. Christian Walker, hour number three. My thoughts on Antonio Brown and the Raiders. I tried to stay away from that as long as I could, but as long as he's threatening to punch the GM in the face, there's no way for me to avoid it. Let's face it, we all like a little added value when we shop. Am I right? Now, if you like to shop at O'Reilly Auto Parts, you're in luck. Stock up on everything you need for your car or your motorcycle, from brakes and batteries to engines, cleaners, and tires. Earn points that you get your money back with. It's like that gift that keeps on giving. You spend a little bit of money, you make a little bit of money. It's that simple. Stop in at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store and sign up and become an O'Rewards member right now. You'll earn 1 point for every dollar you spend at O'Reilly. You can even get your rewards twice as fast and on the go when you provide an email address. O'Reilly O Rewards. Become a member. Get $5 back for every $150 you spend. It's fast. It's easy. It's free. It's only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Manage, earn, and redeem O Rewards. See your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or go to orewards.com. Sign up online today if you haven't already. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
So once again, overall, game last night was kind of disappointing. And by kind of disappointing, I mean really disappointing. Unless you're a Packer fan or you're somehow affiliated with that team, you got to be pumped. You go into Chicago, you beat a divisional rival. They won 12 games last year. They won the division. They're a Super Bowl contender. Your defense shows up the way it did. That's the best defense the Packers have played in a long time. The offense, although not good last night, is going to be fine. And I've got lots of thoughts on the Bears and their offense and their quarterback and their play calling, which I will get to momentarily. First up, though, this breaking news. I'm taking this from SI.com. Liberty coach Hugh Freeze reportedly will travel for the Flames game against Louisiana and coach from a medical chair in the press box Saturday night. Athletic director Ian McCaw told the News and Advance that Freeze's medical chair, which is designed to elevate and reduce stress on his back, is set to arrive in Lafayette on Friday. McCaw says Freeze intends to fly on a private jet from Lynchburg.
You know, I keep a private jet.
You know, Hugh Freeze keeps a private jet.
You know, I keep a private jet.
With a private medical chair, apparently. Anyway, he intends to fly on that private jet, which he keeps, from Lynchburg to Lafayette Saturday, ahead of the game. Despite previous reports describing the special seat as a, quote, dental chair, Liberty spokesperson Todd Wetmore told Yahoo the university does not consider it as that. Quote, we're not calling it a dental chair. It's a medical chair that allows him to be elevated. Quote, end of quote. Tomato, tomato, freaking semantics. Now they're arguing over what kind of a chair it is. Oh, no. Oh, come on, man. Oh, hell no, it's not a dental chair. It's a medical chair that allows him to be elevated. Come on, bro. You know what that is. That's your Art Linkletter adjustable bed, man. That's your Linkletter Craftmatic bed. They had to have a spokesperson shoot down the report that it's a dental chair. No, man, that'd be embarrassing. That'd be embarrassing and a bad look and disrespectful to the game. It's not a dental chair. You think we'd put our coach in a dental chair? No, it's an adjustable medical chair. Got that? Write that down. Hospital bed? 100%, we'll own that. Dental chair? Oh, hell no. Hell no. What are we talking about here? This isn't exactly Lombardi in the Packers, right? This isn't exactly the hoodie in the Patriots. It's Hugh Freeze and Liberty. Yeah, I really don't think that that point spread is going to be affected in any way if this guy doesn't show up. We saw what happened last week when he showed up. They didn't score a point at home in his adjustable dental chair. Actually, that was a hospital bed. My bad. A hospital bed that they drilled a hole in the wall for so he could see his assistant coaches. And not only did they not win by 7 touchdowns, and you sure as hell better win by 7 touchdowns if you're going to roll your coach in a hospital bed and knock out a wall. If you're not going to win by 7 touchdowns, you better win. If you're not going to win, you better score. If you're not going to score, you better rush for positive yardage. They didn't do any of those things. And again, who is this guy? Vince Lombardi? He's costing them a lot of money now, all right? These aren't cosmetic changes. They're knocking out walls. They're shipping dental chairs on the road. Adjustable medical chairs. My bad. Of course, my man's flying on a private jet. I need to know more about this medical chair. What kind of a medical chair? Does it come with medical stirrups? Or is it like one of those benches in the doctor's office with a little wax paper on it? I wonder if that medical chair comes with that little sink that you can gurgle and spit into. Oh, nope, 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 nope. It's not a dental chair. They want to make that very clear. Quote, we're not calling it a dental chair. It's a medical chair that allows him to be elevated. All right. All right. Hold on. You're not calling it a dental chair. Does that mean it's not a dental chair, or you're not calling it a dental chair? Also, does he get to go with those virtual reality glasses that when the electronic light starts beaming around, it cuts the glare? All right, now if that's what you're doing, let's go back, right? Why don't we take a little look at their schedule? Not for the W's and L's, but for the chairs. They went hospital bed week one against Syracuse. Week two against Louisiana Lafayette. It's a dental chair. An adjustable medical chair. What are you going to do week three versus Buffalo? The Hannibal Lecter dolly? Week four versus Hampton? The Paul Pierce wheelchair as his condition improves? Week five versus New Mexico? A massage table? Week six, crutches? Week seven, you jump on your D coordinator's back and get a piggyback ride? Week eight, cane? Man, I don't know. I don't know. What an absolute freaking circus. Again, if you're going to conduct yourself like this, you better win. You better win by a lot. Better yet, just go back to calling sex workers and pretending that it was a butt dial inevitably, and you have no idea how the call was made to that area code because you were in a different area code. All of that's a much better look than this, and a lot less embarrassing, and a lot less offensive. Dr. David Chow coming up next hour. Next segment, I want to go back to the Bears. Talk about their offense, talk about their quarterback, talk about their play calling, talk about where this leaves them. 1-800-636-8686.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Friday is always an ATP Ask the Pros Day. It's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. What you want to do is go to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros, submit a question there. I will answer one of them later on. And in the meantime, think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. So I do want to talk about the Bears and Mitch Trubisky and the play calling and their offense. But there is breaking news again regarding Antonio Brown. You saw what happened yesterday where he reportedly threatened to punch Mike Mayock. They got into a screaming match. It was over fines, and he threatened to hit him in the face, punted the football, said, "Fine me for that." And then you get this report that the Raiders are thinking or planning on suspending Antonio Brown. I mean, that to me in and of itself is a problem. They're thinking about it. They're planning on it. A player threatened to punch the GM, and you're planning on suspending him. You're not suspending him. You haven't already suspended him. This guy, like, threatened bodily harm to an employee, threatened to punch the GM in the face, but you're planning on it. So that in and of itself is an issue. Then in terms of the breaking news right now, Josina Anderson tweets, source, Raiders wide receiver Antonio Brown just issued, quote, an emotional apology at a team meeting this morning, just now, with team captains standing with him. Certain things you can't apologize for, especially when you keep doing things and keep apologizing for them and then keep doing more things and nothing changes. But she has that. Meantime, Ian Rappaport tweets, here is a sense of how quickly things are changing in Oakland. Yesterday, Raiders coach John Gruden told people AB was not in their plans for Monday. Now I hear there is a real chance he not only does not get suspended, but actually plays. Wild times. End of tweet. I'm telling you. First of all, who the hell is in charge here? Who the hell is in charge here? We know who's in charge. The guy making $10 million a year, the coach, John Gruden, he's running the entire operation. We know he's in charge, so why isn't he acting like it? Why is this guy not front and center? Why is this guy not standing up and being accountable? And in terms of how they're handling this, could they handle this thing even any worse than they are? I mean, either say, we're fine with the circus, we're fine even with the player threatening to punch the GM. We're fine with all that. We're going to roll with all that. That's actually fine with us. Say that. Do that. Own that. Stand up in front of everybody, chunk, and say it. Or suspend the guy. Do one or the other. But enough of this, they're planning on suspending him. Actually, they're thinking about playing him. I mean, is there anything more embarrassing than thinking about suspending a guy who threatened to punch the GM in the face? Let me tell you what this tells me. This tells me that the most powerful guy in the organization is not John Gruden. The most powerful guy in the organization is the guy who threatens to punch the GM in the face and nothing happens. Antonio Brown is the most powerful guy in the organization. Antonio Brown can do whatever the hell he wants. Obviously. And if I'm Mike Mayock, how much longer am I going to stick around? Pretty clear that Gruden does not have his back. You got a player threatening to punch the GM because the GM is doing things that, well, the most powerful guy is supposed to be doing himself, Gruden. And then when he threatens, a player threatens to punch that same guy in the face, what's the guy who does have the power do? Nothing. If I'm Mayock, I'm not sure how much longer I can be around because I now know that the guy who hired me does not have my back. Let me tell you something. You get exactly what you tolerate, and the Raiders are getting the full Antonio Brown because they're obviously willing to tolerate it. All of it. The circumcised feet, the helmet, the physical threat on their GM, and all they do is, quote, plan on suspending him, only to find out that they're not going to suspend him and they're probably going to play him. Do you know why Antonio Brown does all this crazy stuff? Because he can. What are they going to do? What are they going to say? Nothing. Nothing. 1-800-636-8686. I would love to know what Mike Mayock's thinking right about now. Actually, I know what he's thinking right about now. That Gruden doesn't have his back. All right, more on that too. Because I'm sure that story will change before the top of the hour. That's the latest information there. I am still looking for a phone call. I am still looking to get somebody in here for the open phones, right? Because we're going back to back at the top of the hour. Let's see. Checking it out. 1-800-636-8686. All right, so this guy called earlier in the week. He was accused of self-glossing. I took some heat for letting a guy get through who self-glossed. He wants to respond. We go to Wichita. Drizzle. Hey, Drizzle, what's up?
Yo, what's happening with you, Romy Rome? How you
feeling? What's up? Good, man. Good. How about you?
Yo, man, I can't complain. You know what I'm saying? But I can't call it either. You got it, Rome. So look, man, I'm about to address all this right now, right quick for you. First of all, I need everybody to get off of Pornhub and pay attention because I got called just another delusional Dallas Cowboy fan from the same people whose extent of football comes from playing Madden video games. Zeke was in Cabo, chilling, letting his agent do all the work for him, not saying a word, while Jerry Jones was all over the media running smack like Zeke wasn't about to get a payday. Look, do yourself a favor and eat a Snickers with Rome and DeMarcus Ware because you're not yourself when you're hungry. What you're hungry for is for your team to be relevant, like those brain-dead Raiders fans who still think that their football team is relevant without AB going full clown. You never go full clown, ask DeMarcus Russell. And as far as self-gloss goes, I was born with the name Drizzle. You ain't like it? Tough nuggets. I'm out, Rome.
Rack him. He gets racked again. I like this guy a lot. Not golden ticket worthy yet. Not yet, but if he keeps calling, it's not a question of if, but a matter of when. He said, in terms of self-gloss, I was born with the name Drizzle. You ain't like it. Tough nuggets. I like that guy. I like that he was born with that name. I like that he didn't self-gloss, and I like his calls. 1-800-636-8686. And I just want to double back really quickly to Antonio Brown. Where the hell is John Gruden in all this? Where is Gruden in all of this? Not only does he have a role in this, he's responsible for this. There's no way that guy comes in without Gruden signing off on it. Just as there's no way Khalil Mack gets sent out without Gruden signing off on it. You know, that same Khalil Mack who dominated last night? That same Khalil Mack who's going to go right to the Hall of Fame?
Khalil Mack didn't want to play here.
No, Khalil Mack, I think, did want to play there, John. You didn't want to pay him to play there.
Hindsight, 50-50.
Yeah, hindsight is 50-50. I don't ever remember that guy ever once saying, I don't want to be here. I don't want to play here. I don't like it here. What I do remember, it was the suggestion that Khalil Mack did want to be there. In fact, wanted to be there a long time, if not his entire career. Why does Gruden not own anything that blows up in his face when it's his decision? Why is he quick to jump up and say, yeah, that's me. I did that when it works, but it's nowhere to be found when it doesn't work. Antonio Brown doesn't get anywhere near that facility. Antonio Brown doesn't get anywhere near that guaranteed 30 mil without John Gruden. Gruden made that decision. Gruden made that call. How do I know? He makes every decision. He makes every call. How do I know that? By not being inside that building. Because they're paying him $10 million a year. That's how I know that. And he wouldn't have taken that job without that authority. And we've heard Al Davis's kid talk about Gruden. Literally how it's his idol and he'd been trying to hire him for a decade. So where is John Gruden in all of this? Because he's got a gigantic role in all of this. And as I'll say one more time, you get exactly what you tolerate. And Gruden is willing to tolerate the full Antonio Brown. He's getting all of it. And Drizzle just got racked again. 1-800-636-8686. Who's laughing harder right now? The Steelers, who could not be enjoying this any more than they are? Or Reggie McKenzie?
You have to ask Reggie.
Or Gruden himself, who makes $10 million per. So how is life not funny to him? This email says, Hi, Mommy. I am really sorry for all those mean things I said before. And sorry for the tantrum that I threw. And sorry for saying that I hate you. Will you please forgive me and rebook our trip to Disney next week? Signed, a 10-year-old little girl. Matt in Poland Springs. That's how much Matt in Poland Springs thinks about AB's apology. Yeah, can I have my phone back too? And my Wii. Yeah, because that apology carries so much weight. Other than the fact that the team captain stood by him. An Antonio Brown apology carries so much weight. Signed, stop talking, Ben. You and I aren't friends. Sincerely, Ben's my best friend. Hey, Rome, I totally understand the difference of medical chairs. Signed, the guy who doesn't fish on boats, but fishes on a boat.
I don't fish on boats, okay, Matt? I fish on a boat.
Hey, Matt, let me tell you something, jerk. I don't fish on boats, moron. I fish on a boat.
I don't fish on boats, okay, Matt?
I don't coach in dental chairs, idiot. I coach on a dental chair.
I don't fish on boats.
Dr. David Chow coming up next. Okay.